When you do a Google research about Colin Campbell, you may easily find a clear label that shows his identity as being more than a Canadian entrepreneur. He is widely described as an internet pioneer. Colin Campbell has recently visited Beijing on the campus of Beijing Foreign Studies University. He went into detail on how he had planned to apply for a stake of land on the internet.
There are 115 million .coms.There are 200,000 dot clubs, or 230,000, 240,000 dot clubs. And we launched just over a year ago. It's very hard for today to get a good dot com unless you pay for it. So if you're looking at a domain name, I would shy away from domain names that are generic, that are not a dot com. Dot com is, and dot cn are the standards for generics. But if you were looking for SEO purposes, you were looking for a domain name,and you wanted to run your franchise business right here, you might do something related to franchise, you know, dot club or something like that.
Like a seed, an idea will lie dormant unless it is given the right environment that will allow it to germinate. In the entrepreneur's opinion, his native country is a good soil that allows his small seed to yield an abundance of fruits.
Canada is very progressive in that the government supports technology innovation through R&D credits. You know, I see a similar environment somewhat in China as well. We're getting more and more government support for technology innovation, technology parks, whereas America sort of tries to go with free-for-all, right? So, but I do think that in some cases there is a role for government to play in the support of technology companies. In Canada, we had the benefit of that support when we started our technology companies.
In fact, today, the Chinese government is implementing more and more policies to enhance students' innovation spirit and entrepreneurial capabilities. For example, last month, China's State Council issued a detailed plan on deepening the reform of higher education by offering courses in entrepreneurship in college. The new regulations also allow college students to suspend their studies for business startup endeavor.Also in the capital city of Beijing, a 10,000 square meters entrepreneurship park has been built in Fangshan District, Beijing's suburban area, as a part of Zhengguancun Science Park. The park not only provides free offices for 2 years, but also helps them set up their own business network. In addition to making a good start, an entrepreneur shouldn't just confine to the place where they kick off.Colin Campbell also encourages young entrepreneurs to be open-minded and have a mobility to continue their endeavors elsewhere.
So I think it's based on city more than country. I think Canada has some advantages, though, because it is small. And you can actually run, because with Hostopia, we built Hostopia first in Canada. We proved the concept, and then we went into the United States. So we won every telecom in Canada, and then we went into the United States and won every telecom in the United States.When you're starting a big playground, it's hard to be the leader. When you start a small one, you can be the leader, perfect the concept, and then bring that into the other playgrounds. And so I think we're starting to see more and more companies do that now, is that, you know, don't just think about your own country. If you have a great product or innovation, can you bring that to other countries as well?
Colin Campbell's recent lecture was organized by the Commerce College of Beijing Foreign Studies University.The Canadian businessman is about to continue his lecture tour in other top education institutions in China in the latter part of this year. Last but not least, the dot club founder has also disclosed he will soon launch a special Chinese version of Startup dot club project to offer assistances for those newly opened local business ventures. For Studio Plus, I'm Xu Fei.